Boulder County Public Health confirmed that a man over the age of 65 from Longmont is the first human case of the West Nile virus in 2022 in the county. Boulder County health officials diagnosed him after reporting stiffness and pain in his joints, fever, chills, abdominal pain, and body aches. Symptoms of the West Nile virus typically appear 3 to 14 days after being bitten by an infected mosquito and can include fever, extreme fatigue, headache, and body aches. Skin rashes and swollen lymph nodes can also occur. The Gun Violence Prevention Organization, named after former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, will be in the Denver metro area today. The organization will host two discussions with officials and partners with a focus on boosting turnout this fall with gun safety messaging. This comes after the Rocky Mountain gun owners filed lawsuits against the town of Superior, the city of Boulder, Louisville, and Boulder County over their new ordinances to restrict the sales of high-end capacity firearms and magazines within their jurisdictions. The first Giffords event is at 9:30 a.m. in Thornton, and the second is at 4:30 p.m. in Denver. Giffords' senior advisor and former Congresswoman Debbie McCarsel Powell will be the moderator for both events. Speaking at the first event will be Representative Jason Crow, State Senator Brittany Peterson, and State Representative Yidra Carvo. At the second event, speakers include Senator Michael Bennett, State Representative Jennifer Bacon, Jason McBride of the Struggles of Love Foundation, and local advocate Angel Armstrong. LGBTQ civil and legal rights advocates are urging the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold Colorado's Anti-Discrimination Act, banning businesses from turning away customers based on religion, race, or sexual orientation. Groups including the ACLU of Colorado and Lambda Legal filed Friend of the Court legal briefs late last week in response to an ongoing lawsuit filed by Lori Smith with 303 Creative. 303 Creative is a web design company that is asking the court for permission to refuse service to same-sex couples. Lori Smith's counsel, Alliance Defending Freedom, says Smith's argument is based not on discrimination but on having to express the ideas she doesn't agree with. The case comes after a summer of highly politicized decisions from the conservative-leaning U.S. Supreme Court. Basalt police arrested Newcastle, Colorado massage therapist Nathaniel Gordon last November for multiple counts of sexual assault on his clients. Now, police have arrested his boss, popular Basalt chiropractor Dave Jensen, on the same charges.
A grand jury indicted Jensen on 21 counts for allegedly directing clients he deemed, quote, hot to Gordon. Jensen is also accused of creating a work culture that encouraged egregious behavior towards women and enabled Gordon to sexually assault his victims. Police took Jensen into custody on Wednesday, and he's been out on bail since yesterday afternoon following his first hearing. He could face consecutive life sentences for up to 10 of the charges. A representative at Jensen's practice, Willits-based Wynn Health Institute, told KDNK during a phone call that Jensen is expected back in the office on Monday. The representative declined to provide KDNK with additional contact information. The Aspen Daily News reports that Jensen's next hearing is scheduled for September 7th. For KDNK News, I'm Morgan Neely.
Boulder County has launched a new website to help those impacted by the Marshall Fire and windstorm disaster. KGNU's Christian Garibay has more.
The Navigating Disaster for Boulder County program launched a new website last Friday that will help Boulder County residents with disaster relief. This website is free and offers short-term support for residents, such as recovery after a natural disaster event, and long-term support, such as rebuilding after initial recovery from these disasters. The Navigating Disaster Program assigns a recovery navigator to families and individuals to provide one-on-one support. These navigators will help expand a family's resources by referring them to multiple services and providing aid with legal documents. To learn more about the website and the available services, visit bouldercountynavigatingdisaster.gov.
For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.
The forecast for today is mostly sunny with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. The National Weather Service warns heavy rains could create a risk of flash flooding in burn scar areas. The high in Boulder is 83 degrees with a low of 56 degrees. Wind speed is calm and there will be 77% humidity. In Denver, the forecast for today will be partly sunny with a 20% chance of thunderstorms afternoon. The high will be near 84 degrees and the low will be 56. And in Fort Collins, the forecast is mostly sunny with a 20% chance of thunderstorms after 2 p.m. The high will be 82 degrees, and the low will be 53. The humidity level is at 90%. For KGNU, I'm Kiara DeMari.